Well, Michael, heading to Croke Park for another All-Ireland quarter-final. And how do you prepare for playing the best team in the country in everybody's eyes, the reigning champions going for two in a row, dominating in Leinster?
Yeah, well, you have to look at the things that you can control yourself, and I suppose the certain elements of it with the ball and without the ball and our own game that we know we have to try and control, and that's what we have to bring to the table, and that's what the focus has been, you know, throughout the whole year this year, and even throughout now over the last number of days. It's been really finding ways and means that we can, I suppose, create space and trying to get a number of shots away and trying to get scores, and likewise then without the ball is to try and maybe look at ways that we can negate that the power and the presence that Dublin bring as an attacking force, you know.
Are Dublin as good as people saying they are?
Come here on merit, and from looking at them, you know, without a doubt, they're a massively consistent side. You have to look at the record and all of championship, both provincial level and at all Ireland level over the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 years. You know, they have been the team, and they've been a really, really good team. But likewise, we know ourselves that we're a good side also, and we know on our day that we have to bring our own plan and bring our own game and bring our own style of football and bring our own skills as footballers to the table, and you know, of every belief if we do that and we can do that to the optimal level that we know we can produce, I think we can be a trouble for them.
Has Donegal progressed, do you think, in this year's championship?
I think we did. You know, last year obviously we came up short in a number of areas at both the provincial stage and both the All Ireland quarter final stage. You know, and I like to think that with the freshness and the bodies that have been introduced to the whole team and to the whole squad in general, I think has improved things. And likewise, in a number of the areas that we looked upon from last year to this year to help try and identify and address have been improved by and large, you know, maybe up to the Ulster final, you know, to the second half of that where we regressed in an area of going forward when we were with the ball and trying to get scores. I think maybe that was the one period of time that we didn't, but throughout the whole season and throughout the whole championships thus far, I think we've progressed in that area, you know.
And tell me, last team to beat Dublin in the championship, 2014, you know, does that give you confidence?
Yeah, you do. You like to think, and even I think, you know, football is continually, I suppose, evolving in a way, and teams are learning so much, you know, week on week, but teams are learning so much year on year, and, you know, from a defeat, you know, teams tend to learn that hell of a lot more. So, you know, I think Dublin probably have learned from that game, and likewise, I think we have learned even from last year's game and getting beat in the provincial final, and also getting beat in the quarter final, and what the learnings you need to bring the next day in the next year to go at it. So, I think football has evolved hugely since 2014. But you know, both teams are very familiar with each other, playing each other in National League, and also playing with each other in the latter stages of the Championship over the last number of years, and. You know, I think both teams are fairly, you know, confident in a way what each other are known, what each other are about. And, you know, there can be a lot of analysis done on it, but at the end of the day, it's 15 to 20 players more, you know, going out here now the next day, and both of them are going to be mad to get their best foot forward for their respective counties.
And tell me, is it going to take a step up on anything we've seen so far from Donegal this year?
I think so, without a doubt. But you have to say it does. I mean, they're all Ireland champions. Dublin are, and they're the number one team in the country. So without a doubt, it's going to take a huge step up. But I have every confidence that we're building towards that, and I have every confidence that we can produce it, you know.